Special Knowledge of the Holy Book, 12 Discoveries. As the final word on spiritual truths has been said in the Holy Quran, those who are now appointed to any spiritual office can only have the gift of special knowledge of the Holy Quran itself. They cannot have new knowledge of any other kind. The authenticity and the quality of their contact with God will be judged by the quality of their knowledge of the Holy Quran. Such knowledge will have to have the quality of divine, not merely human knowledge. It will have to be distinguished by insight into the nature and character of God, and into the nature and character of the many stages of spiritual development. It will have to be very different from the logical deductions of philosophers. We find that the promised Messiah received an abundance of this kind of knowledge. Indeed, so abundant was and is this knowledge from God that we could say, and say truthfully, that through the promised Messiah, the Holy Quran has been revealed again in our time. To say this would be in accord with the tradition of the Holy Prophet himself, who said, لَوْ كَانَ الْإِيمَانُ مُعَلَّقًا بِالثُّرَيَّةِ لَنَالَهُ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ فَارِسٍ. If ever the faith disappears to the skies, a man of Persian origin will restore it back to mankind. This tradition relates to the promised Messiah, a Persian by descent. I now proceed to give an account of the special knowledge of the Holy Quran which the promised Messiah gave to the world. I shall begin with a fundamental aspect of this knowledge, one which proved to be of fundamental importance in his battle with other religions. With this, the victors became the vanquished, and the vanquished became the victors. The Holy Quran, thought to be a dead book, became, with the discovery which I will presently describe, a living book again. The enemies of the Holy Book were dispersed. Before the advent of the promised Messiah, Muslims in general believed that the truths of the Holy Quran had been explained once and for all by the earlier doctors of Islam and the commentators of the Holy Quran. Nothing new could now be added. To try and add to that knowledge was futile and even dangerous for the faith. The promised Messiah, however, was assured by God that the Holy Quran was a world of spiritual knowledge. It was infinite in possible meanings, even as the physical world was infinite in properties and attributes. The Holy Quran was as infinite in meaning as nature was in its properties. Science had demonstrated that knowledge of physical nature is boundless. The honeybee is a minor creation, yet it continues to reveal more and more properties. The secrets contained in the different parts of its body and the functions of those parts seem to have no end. The tiniest blade of grass seems to hide within it an infinity of structure and functions. Why should the word of God be limited in meaning? Was it to yield all its meaning in one or two generations and nothing in the succeeding generations? No, the word of God would continue to enrich the world. It would not be like the mine which, once quarried, can be quarried no more. In fact, the word of God would be far more infinite in meaning than the world of external nature in its natural properties. The world of external nature would seem finite in comparison with the infinity of meaning which the Word of God holds within it. If external nature can yield new knowledge from day to day, if philosophy and science can continue to advance, if geology, archaeology, physiology, botany, zoology, astronomy, political science, political economy, sociology, psychology, ethics, and other natural studies can be added to daily. Should not the Word of God yield more and more knowledge as we advance from one period of history to another? Why should we think the Word of God so limited or so lifeless that it was destined to display its living power for a time, after which it was to become as good as dead? Should we think that for several hundred years, now the Holy Quran has yielded no new knowledge? The lack of interest in religion and the lack of attachment to God and His teaching, which we find today, is, directly or indirectly, connected with the progress which science and philosophy have made in our time. If the Holy Quran is the Word of God, His very speech, it is but fitting that we should have derived newer and newer knowledge from it, so that spiritual science should have kept pace with natural science. The errors of natural science, its deviations from truth, and its exaggerations should have been corrected, whenever and wherever necessary, by new knowledge drawn from the Holy Quran. When natural knowledge seemed contrary to the teaching of the Holy Quran, tending to cast doubt on its truth, we should have had assurances from the Holy Book itself that the teaching of the Divine Book is rational and right, and the doubts raised by natural knowledge are due only to lack of reflection.